Emergency room doctors at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, say Barrie needs more warming spaces to shelter its homeless population and prevent further overcrowding. An open letter to City Council asks for more access to safe warming areas as soon as possible. As the temperature drops, the number of people on the streets who are at risk of illness, including hypothermia and other ailments from harsh weather, increases, the unsigned letter reads. There are currently not enough shelter beds to house the homeless population in Barrie. This results in a significant number of preventable emergency department visits simply for people seeking shelter, the letter reads. Our emergency department is already crowded and we are not able to provide beds to those who are shelter seeking. Attempts by Barrie today to get further comment from RVH's ER Physicians December 23-24 were unsuccessful. City Clerk Wendy Cook said that Michael Prowse, Barrie's chief administrative officer, provided the doctors with a response from the city. That while the city is actively engaged in supporting the vulnerable population, the County of Simcoe is the social services provider for the City of Barrie, and we support these services through funding, Cook said. The county is responsible, through provincial direction, for social housing and homelessness measures in Barrie. The city annually pays its share of these costs. In their letter, RVH's ER doctors say that warming centers need to be open now. Historically, warming shelters have opened only on the coldest days, it reads. This is not adequate given the lack of bed space in shelters, and the number of patients that suffer from hypothermia or other cold-related health issues at less extreme temperatures. Our city is growing and we need 24/7 access to warming spaces to support the rising number of homeless people, the letter adds. We are already seeing an increase in patients seeking care for issues of shelter. The time to act is now. The county has the Newberry East Warming Center at 445 Blake Street, with a maximum capacity for 20 people. It's operated 24/7 when activated, and daytime warming begins at 7 a.m. and overnight warming starts at 7 p.m. The Salvation Army Bayside Mission, located downtown at 16 Bayfield Street, has overnight warming available from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., up to 7 days per week, as required, with a maximum capacity of 8 males. County officials told Barrie today they are aware of the physician's letter and have been in touch directly with RVH contacts to provide additional information. Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall could not be reached for comment. The ER physician's letter is dated November 19, 2024, but Cook said it was received by the city on December 11. It appears on the city's December 24 circulation list, a weekly compilation of letters, committee agendas and city news releases. According to the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, there were no extreme cold-related emergency department visits reported in Simcoe County during last weekend's deep freeze. The health unit plays an important role in the Cold Warning and Information System, CWIS, which relays vital information to more than 400 municipal and community partners across Simcoe Muskoka who support vulnerable communities. The CWIS website describes information about the health impacts of extreme cold weather and strategies people can take to protect themselves and others from the cold. With files from Kevin Lamb.